Welcome to episode 215 of Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris. All right, I'm really excited to talk about Instagram ads today because this is something I've been giving some questions about. It's pretty new on the scene as far as being available to use. And there's a lot of questions about if it's worth it and what the ROI is and how difficult they are to create and how you create them, if you create them inside of Instagram or whatever. So today we're going to talk about the three things you must know about Instagram ads. If you are interested in a larger Instagram ads training, there is an in-depth training inside of Hit the Mic Backstage, which is over at hitthemicbackstage.com. But today I want to talk about the three things you need to consider before building the ads and answer some of those common questions around Instagram ads. So that is what we're going to do today. For everything I mentioned as far as links or references in this episode, go to the show notes episode at thestaceyharris.com/episode215. That's where you'll find the show notes for this episode. And of course, if you have built Instagram ads, if you're seeing Instagram ads, I would love to start a conversation inside the VIP community about how you want to use them, your thoughts on them as they're getting more widely used now. I'm noticing that I'm seeing more and more inside of my stream on Instagram. And so I'm curious what your thoughts are. So I have done Instagram ads and so far they've actually been really cool. First, let's talk about the three things and then I'll sort of share my thoughts. So first, they're created using the Facebook Power Editor. So you're going to use Facebook ads, the Power Editor specifically, to build your Instagram ads. And what's really cool is when you're building a campaign for, let's say, a webinar, you can build multiple ad sets underneath that campaign. And one of those ad sets could be specifically for Instagram. So you can see how it's doing right along with your other ads. I would suggest creating its own ad set and its own targeting and its own copy and its own graphic. Facebook and the Power Editor will allow you to create it for Instagram alongside of a mobile ad and a regular desktop ad and a desktop sidebar. It's in that option of placement. I would suggest though creating its own ad set just for Instagram, because that's where you're really going to see how well it's working. When you run an ad set and you have the placement of the desktop newsfeed, the desktop right sidebar, mobile newsfeed, and Instagram, you're going to see your result, but you're not going to know which results came from where. So it's hard to know what was really effective. So pay attention to that. As far as breaking those ad sets up. And that's just a good rule for Facebook. I suggest the same thing when you're talking about your desktop sidebar versus your desktop newsfeed, or even your desktop newsfeed versus your mobile newsfeed. I suggest creating an ad set for each of those placements. That way you know exactly what's working where, and you can turn off ad sets that are not working very well for you. So pay attention to that, because that's going to be really helpful. Like I said, I suggest creating your own ad set, then the placement would be Instagram. You can do your targeting. Your targeting is just as important as it is anywhere else. We'll talk about that in another one of our three things. Also, you can do a wider image or you can do the squared image. I have played with both, and the square image actually did better as far as engagement. I got a lot more comments. I got a lot more hearts than the wide did. I'm noticing that actually a lot, even with my organic stuff, just posting to my feed, I tend to get better engagement on the square stuff. I don't know why. I have no reason to give you. I'm just telling you my experience. So I really suggest, again, trying it with your audience and seeing what works for you. And maybe that's a second ad inside of that Instagram ad set, is you do one with the wide and one with the square and you see which one is performing better for you. Again, that's what trial and error is for. So anyways, it is built inside the Power Editor. So if you're not comfortable with the Power Editor, you need to get comfortable with the Power Editor if you want to build Instagram ads. I will say this about the Power Editor. It is getting better. Facebook has gone a long way in, I would say, the last year, maybe 18 months, but really in the last 6 months to a year, in making that power editor a lot easier to use. Personally, I think the power editor is easier than the ads manager. I think it's organized very nicely. It could be because I am comfortable in there. But for whatever, however you want to frame it, I think it's easier. If you have questions about using the power editor, check out the Rockstar Guide to Facebook, which comes as a bonus for Hit the Mic Backstage, because I actually walk you through how to use the power editor. So that's going to be a really important thing for you to look at as far as placing the ads, is they are built through the power editor. So number two, let's talk more about targeting. Your targeting still matters. Your targeting is just as important as ever. The cool thing about Instagram ads being run through the power editor is you get all of the power of Facebook targeting. Yes, so Facebook knows a lot about us, like a lot about us, which is creepy or awesome depending on which side of it you're on, I'm guessing. I always find it creepy when the shoes from Nordstrom are like stalking me. However, I find it super awesome when my retargeting ads totally convert. So there's that. Anyway, so all of that power of targeting is there. Make sure you're paying attention to that. Make sure you're targeting it the same way you would a Facebook ad. And if that's something you're struggling with, then you need to figure that out. Because it's going to be important for any kind of ads you build. Honestly, I hate to get off topic, but it's no matter what it is you're doing for ads, you need to pay attention to your targeting, and that's something you have got to figure out early and often. So pay attention to that, because it's going to be really critical. With that said, remember when targeting your Instagram ads that you might have a slightly different target than you do for your Facebook, because it may be a different section of your audience. So if you work with people who all fits a sort of similar demographic, the demographic for Instagram might actually be slightly different than on Facebook. So pay attention to knowing the psychology of that network. So pay attention to the kind of followers you have on Instagram and the kind of people who are engaging with your stuff. Get to know those people, because it's going to be really valuable in targeting more people like them, or even targeting them specifically. Okay? All right, so let's jump into the third thing you must know, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about my experiences with Instagram ads so far. The third thing is I want you to build a plan. So I say this with really all the things, honestly, all the things we talk about a plan, but specifically when you're talking about investing your time and money in building ads, you want to make sure you're not just sort of like posting and praying when they're posting and putting some money behind it. So pay attention to building your plan and pay attention to that investment. So start at the beginning. Who are you targeting? What's your goal? The stuff that comes after the ad. Okay, so Instagram is going to be consumed on mobile, right? I'm going to consume this on my mobile device. That's where these ads are showing up. I'm not going to waste time on an Instagram ad if the user experience isn't awesome on mobile. So let me give you an example. I don't run ads for Hit the Mic Backstage to Instagram because the sales page looks great. And then you check out through PayPal and it's fine. But there is a pause between when you sign up and the redirection back to the membership site to create your logins. Creating the logins is what kicks out the email that you're a member. So here's the deal. Because that delay is a little bit longer than I would like it to be on a mobile device, I don't bother with mobile ads for Hit the Mic Backstage specifically, because I tend to lose people there, and then we have to follow up with them and say, hey, you haven't, you know, here's the information to finish creating your logins. They don't get that immediate gratification, which is not a good first impression to a paid program, or certainly not the best. I think most people are probably, I've never had anyone who had an issue with it who got upset or anything like that, but I'm not gonna run ads to mobile if it's not an exceptional experience on mobile. And it's just not right now. I'm working on that. That's something we're totally trying to fix in the background. But for right now, that's something I know about the experience. Again, transparency, guys. I'm just telling you like it is. With that said, I will absolutely run ads for a webinar because the mobile experience is awesome top to bottom. There's no problems. It's easy to sign up. I use lead pages for the whole process. So it's really easy to get people in and signed up and all good. So I don't have any problem running ads to mobile devices. I don't have any problems running ads to Instagram. So consider that when you're building the plan. What comes next? Is it going to be a good user experience on mobile? And if it's not, then you need to change your strategy and, like me, be researching ways to make that experience better. And that's what we're doing. That's the place we're at right now as far as how do we figure out how to make this better. So that's not a factor. And that may mean changing some systems in 2016. That may mean a lot of things, honestly, that I haven't decided on yet. But that's something I have to consider when I go and create the Instagram ads. Okay? All right. So those are my three must-know things. Number one, you build them in the Power Editor. Number two, your targeting still matters, and your targeting may be slightly different than it is on other networks. And then number three, of course, build a plan, take the time, and in that plan, pay attention not to just the beginning, not the front end stuff, not the ad experience, but the user experience after they click on the ad. If they follow the call to action, which is the goal, what's that user experience going to be like? Okay? All right. So, as I said, I have created quite a few Instagram ads now, and I actually really like them. I think they're super fun. But again, I'm not running them to hit the mic backstage because I don't like the mobile user experience. I have run them for webinars and I've had good success. I have not had the same level of success that I have with Facebook ads. So that's important to know. I haven't had the reach that I have with Facebook. There's just not as many users. So there's not the numbers. I also don't have the conversion. I have a better engagement. I have a lot of people hitting the likes and leaving comments. I don't have as many as far as percentages as I do with the Facebook ads, making it over to the page or converting on the page. So I don't like them as much as I like Facebook ads, excuse me. But that doesn't mean that there's not a value there. I think a part of it is, honestly, I don't have a really solid and invested Instagram profile. I have a solid profile as far as the foundation pieces are there. I have regular content, but it's not a primary network for me. So I don't have photos going out once a day or two times a day. It's not a primary network for me. So I don't have maybe the reputation on Instagram that could be more helpful. I think somebody who uses Instagram as a primary network definitely should be working with Instagram ads and seeing how that could work for them. Again, I'm just telling you my user experience. So I do think it's worth trying. I do think there's a benefit. I do encourage you to test it. If you're going to start testing it right now, we're sitting at November, I would wait until January. I think Instagram ads are going to be hit hard over the holidays. So I would wait to test because I think you'll have a clearer picture come the new year. Just because I know like Facebook ads, there's a lot more competition right now. I'm guessing it's going to be the same for Instagram ads. But with that said, it may totally be worth trying. So figure out a budget for a trial ad series and do that. Okay. All right. As I said, I'm diving deep in the whole process of creating Instagram ads this month inside of, it's actually December when this goes live, not November. But anyways, in the whole process of building the ads, I'm actually walking you through using the Power Editor and creating the ads and creating the ad set and why I do that and all of that information in Hit the Mic Backstage this month. So check out hitthemicbackstage.com if you want to dive deeper. Again, as a bonus, you get the Rockstar Guide to Facebook, which talks all about Facebook ads. So this could really, really empower your next ad campaign. Okay, that's the show for today. All right, I'll talk to you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.